Welcome to the End Zone Club podcast, where we have conversations that are designed to push you from walking in your potential to fulfilling your purpose. And you're with your host, Anthony Mitchell. And I'd like to encourage you to like, share, rate, and subscribe to this podcast. Help us get this in the ears of some faithful listeners. And I encourage you not to touch the dial, but to turn the music up, because we're going live in 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
This is an extreme transparent moment for me. I am working out after I had my last baby. Just in a few short weeks, baby will turn 1. It took 9 months to create her and nurture her in my body, and it's taken almost 1 year to get back in my ideal shape. So come along with me on this journey as I return to healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, everybody. This is your host, Anthony Mitchell, and we are back live again in studio here at the End Zone Club, where we have conversations that are wrapped around things we know now we wish we knew when we were younger. I guess I gotta go ahead and fall upon my cross very quickly just here at the initial onset of the show, because last episode, if you remember, my son and I were super excited, super hyped, super crunk about the 49ers and the Super Bowl. If you don't know by now, we are 49er fans in my home, and to be able to experience this opportunity with my son to root for our team against the opponents, the go team fight win syndrome, it was exciting. It's supposed to be a liberating moment, freeing us from over 30 years of futility, well, actually 30 years exactly, of futility of going to the Super Bowl and coming up short for the third time in a 30-year span. Right? Unfortunately, somewhere in our glee, unfortunately, somewhere in our high expectations, we fell short. Yes, my friends, we fell short. And within falling short, sometimes you come back with the reality that you're able to look at your game plan, you're able to look at your team, you're able to look at your situation, is what I like to call it, but you're able to assess is the proper word, and realize where you fell short. For me, it was a bittersweet moment because I didn't know that I knew so many Kansas City fans up until the game was over. My phone was ringing, inbox was going off. There were all sorts of people leaving meme after funny video on my page. And here it is myself, right? I'm bleeding inside. My youngest son initially cried when Patrick Mahomes took that dagger and threw it through our hearts with a touchdown play to end the game with 3 seconds left. Was devastating. Devastating. But here's my reality. Is even though football, it's a means to an end, it's entertainment and entertainment only, undoubtedly my personal opinion is that it's scripted. Of course, I'm that bitter fan that believes like that now. Had my team won, then yeah, I wouldn't believe that. But in life, I have also had very similar daggers that have been tossed through my heart. And in real life, I have had to deal with it. I think that's where I want to go with today's episode. How do you rebound from disappointment? What are some disappointments that you've had in life? It's easy a lot of times to look at sports and to draw parallels from that into real life, because I've often talked about this. Sports has an ability of uniting people of all different kinds of colors, creeds, races, belief systems, background, and it helps them to, I don't want to say die out to that, but to minimalize some things that are important to them in developing a winning culture and being able to meld personalities and able to meld vision and strategy with the common goal of go team, fight, win. That's very important, because a lot of success now Whereas back in the time when I was growing up, success had more of a one-man, one-band concept. The lead singer got all the praise. Now the band is also able to tell their stories. Now the background singers are also getting biopics. Now the 53rd man on the roster is hosting football camps for kids all over the year. That's where we are. Social media, everything now has given everybody a platform. You're branded, it's up to you. So now team success is very important. We probably don't realize, just beginning with the team that we assemble around ourselves, just how much that matters. It's very important to note, when you take a guy like myself, tech sergeant in the United States Air Force, youth pastor, father, husband, so many different caps that I wear, you too may not realize it, but you also wear a lot of caps. In every different category of life that there is a title attached to it, you inadvertently have a team that works with you. You would be behoven. Is that the right word, behoven? It would behoove you in your journey to learn how to build your team in order to get the best from it. One of the greatest killers to team success is ego. Put that aside for a moment, because I want to fast forward the story. But anyway, talking in essence about receiving challenges, receiving bad news, receiving some sort of blockage along the course of your journey, these are real life situations. I remember when my middle daughter was born. It's crazy having children like we have. With each child, you're able to see technology increase. You're able pretty early on now, with pregnancies, being able to get an ultrasound and not only being able to tell the sex of your baby, but what your baby looks like, the health of your baby, potential health factors that may be associated with this baby. They're able to pick up so much information early on. But my little girl, my middle daughter, who's a lot like myself with her energy, when she was born, one of the challenges we had was she was born 5 pounds, 1 ounce. 5 pounds, 1 ounce. I want to correct that. But she was very small. I mean, small enough that when I picked her up in my hand, I could feel every bone in her body. As a father, I'm a rugged kind of father. I like to work with my hands, swing hammers, get calluses. I've had plenty of splinters in life, plenty of cuts, bruises. That's the kind of dad I am. But to have this little girl that I'm having to hold in my hand very dearly almost made me afraid to hold her, because I thought I was going to crush her small frame. But thankfully, we had nurses that were able to really work with her, feed her on time, make sure she was getting proper nutrients and all from her bottle, and giving us a plan. Of course, my wife already knew, but this was new for me as a father, not having that maternal sense of knowing exactly what a child needs. I was nervous. So for the first 2 weeks of her birth, I didn't hold her a lot, because there was a fear associated with me causing bodily harm to my girl. But I tell you, as we fed her, she did her checkups, all of the things that was required, this appetite kept growing and growing. And whereas she had these long fingers, a lot of skin hanging off, you started now seeing these little wriggly, you know, small fingers begin to take life, begin to take shape, begin to get weight. This little baby that at one time, because she didn't have much definition, because she was small, as she's filling out, now you're seeing her eyelids and her nose and her mouth and her cheekbones and facial structure, and it's taking life. But sometimes life will afford you these same challenges where, you know, maybe you thought initially you were in line for some great success because you thought maybe you positioned yourself, you did all you were supposed to do to have, for example, a great career. You did all you were supposed to do to have a good marriage. You did all you were supposed to do, or so you thought, to go into the next avenue of life and be successful. But sometimes, even with doing everything you feel like you're supposed to do, you took the trash out every day, you walked the dog on time, you read books, you ate right, you ran in the neighborhood, consistently building up your cardiovascular health and keeping mental health at the forefront of your capacity, but something happens that rocked the course of your life. And now you're also holding a baby that you're having to nurse it back to health. It's a challenging situation, because I like to look at every opportunity that God places in my hand as well as yours as an opportunity of nursing, of nurturing, of providing sustenance to something that eventually may eclipse me and take care of me. That's how I look at business opportunities. God, you've given me skills to do so many things, but which of these opportunities in my hands will grow the most and potentially provide me with the shelter financially that I need out of life? These are questions you have to answer or ask yourself. Sometimes even young men that we mentor, I just have these real conversations with them. And it's not uncommon for a young man to come to me and say, yo, man, bro, you know the language of the kids now. It's different than ours, but that's how they bring it. So it is what it is, right? But these young men bring their perspective for dating, and it's always multiple young girls attached. I think I like her because she makes me laugh. But then there's this other one in second period, right? She's very smart. I need somebody like that. But then there's this one that, you know, we work together, we cool, we kick it. She always thinks about me. She looks out for me. In this young man's mind, I have had these conversations so many times. He has options. It's like, you ever been to a restaurant where they give you a menu that's like 4 pages long and all of the food sounds good and you're trying to wonder, which one do I pick? I'm gonna tell you, sometimes you have to be real, young man. You have to look at this menu that you seem to be divided on, and versus trying to play the field and make everybody happy, or most of all, please yourself, look at these young people, these young potential dates, and say, you know what, this is the best one for me. If you don't know how to make a mature decision, or a mature enough decision to choose who can further your potential, who you can build with the best, who has the right thought and mentality for you right now, and mind, you probably are not ready to date. It's just as real, because as a married man, there is always that challenge of making sure you don't get complacent. That's one of the worst challenges I have ever seen somebody partake in, and that's getting complacent. One of the reasons I say that, I see this a lot when people are hungry, when they're deprived. For example, you take a lot of athletes that come from a deprived situation. You've seen this a lot where a single mom raises young man, work 1-2 jobs, gone all the time, had other family members helping them climb up to the top. For them, football, basketball, baseball, whatever that sport was the catalyst that helped them to keep it all together. Through sports, they had a vision, they had a passion, something that was able to take their mind off how bad their situation was. So they really didn't know how bad it was. Light bill was in their name, but they didn't know because they were somewhere down the street playing football. But when they made it, when those needs began to get met, when they no longer had the window shop, but they're able now, let me get 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those, right? When you go from that to that, before you know it, your drive begins to change. The things that were pushing you once before maybe are not as important. So within that concept, sometimes you have to be realistic that within challenges that come your way, if you take the time to nurse that, speak life into different things that come in your path, I promise you, it makes life better. And one of the reasons I have to talk about this is because we all have challenges. We all will be faced with some level of difficulty. If you think the person that is on the interstate, broken down with four flat tires, woke up wanting that, you were sadly mistaken. If you think that person that has a foreclosure notice tacked on their door woke up wanting to be kicked out of that home they worked so hard to get, you were badly mistaken. If you think that person that got demoted on their job, if you think that woman that had a heartbreak in that relationship that she gave so much to make happy for, you are badly mistaken. Nobody in their right mind wakes up every day and says, man, I hope I lose a limb. Man, I hope all my hair falls out. Man, I hope I gain 60 pounds all in my stomach and can't fit any of my clothes. I don't know anybody that's got a mind that works like that, but it happens. People begin to lose all their hair. People begin to gain 60 pounds around their midsection. People begin to experience heartbreak in life. But what do you do with it? Just recently, I got off work late. Was already tired. Had already had a long week. It's a Friday and I was off that weekend. Well, somewhere about halfway home, I had a brand new tire blow out on my car and I didn't have a spare. So for about 2.5 hours, I am broke down on the side of the road, trying to coordinate tow services to come and tow my vehicle to a tire shop. It starts getting late. I mean, 18-wheelers are blowing by me. My whole little bitty car is shaking in the wind. And I'm just like, you know, even if I had a tire just based on where I blew out at, it wouldn't have been the safest situation for me to try to actually change a tire in that moment. But in real time, I'm having to talk encouragement to myself because this was not a challenge at that exact moment I was expecting to have. I thought I had positioned myself with road maintenance and various things that when these things happened, I would not go without. But unfortunately, where I broke down at, there wasn't much services that were available. And then at the Friday night, by that time, most truckers or tow companies weren't even available. I'm sitting here mind blown, but then I do have to bring up note, thank God for my wife, because my wife got the kids in the vehicle, drove almost an hour away to where I was at. She's a little more cautious in her driving than I am, especially with all the 18-wheelers. So it did take her a minute to get there. But when she got there, we were able to come up with a plan as a team for how to proceed with the work that needed to be done. That's why I say it's important also the kinds of teammates you surround yourself with, because I promise you, I was challenged emotionally at that time, but in that moment, she's able to kind of pull me up. She's able to help me feel like, man, this is not as bad as you think it is. Yes, she wasn't broken down with me for the hours that I was, but her new, fresh found perspective to this current situation, it gave me life. That was my 5-pound, 1-ounce baby I was carrying that day, and that's a bad attitude. But in that moment, I was able to continue to reinforce, or from that experience, I'm able to draw this derivative that when these bad times come, who you are is what's going to carry you through. If you're a person that thinks that sunny days are always ahead, it's going to take you far. If you're that kind of person that feels as if I am going to be okay, I promise you're going to be okay. Guys, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I promise you, better days are ahead for anybody that is listening to this particular episode wondering, how do I make it through this season of life I'm in? I mean, everybody's not going through tough times. Some people really are in rainbows and sunshiny days. That too is okay. But for that person that just needs a simple reminder. Now, I can't hug you guys over social media, but or however you're listening, by whatever means you're listening to this too, but I promise you, better days are ahead. Don't make any permanent decisions based upon a temporary feeling. You might feel like this season is tough on you, but guess what? You're going to make it. As long as you keep putting one foot in front of the other, momentum comes. Momentum builds. Your journey, your walk. If you were to turn around and look back, which I wouldn't advise, just encourage you to continue to push forward. But if you were to have the opportunity to look back and see how far you've come, your consistency will have carried you a lot further than you realize. Young people, I promise you, y'all are going to need this kind of resolve in your life, that when challenges come, that when things come your way that make you have to think twice and reorganize, when that hits your bunker so hot, hard, and heavy that all you can do is scream incoming, whether it's three failed quizzes in a row, whether it's a couple of missed days from sickness and you're trying to figure out, my God, what do I say to this teacher to get me back in this class? Better days are coming. With that said, that's your host, Anthony Mitchell, here at the End Zone Club Podcast. I've enjoyed today's episode. Hopefully you have as well. I encourage you to like, share, rate, subscribe to this podcast. And again, don't be afraid to drop a dollar. Every bit you give, every bit you provide helps. Just follow the link in the bio. I appreciate you guys. Y'all keep praying for me because I'm still bleeding inside from what just happened to my San Francisco 49ers. But hey, y'all, appreciate you. Have a good one.